From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday declared a three-month state of emergency, the latest move as a large-scale crackdown continues in the aftermath of Friday's failed military coup.
Darbe girişiminde bulunan terör örgütünün...
Speaking on national television, Mr. Erdogan said it will allow Turkish authorities to speedily and swiftly deal with all elements of the terrorist organization, in apparent reference to those suspected of supporting exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whose extradition from the United States is being sought. Tens of thousands of soldiers, police, judges, civil servants, and academics have been suspended, fired, detained, or questioned since the failed coup of last week. The country's currency and stock market have both fallen sharply. Standard & Poor's Wednesday downgraded Turkey's foreign currency credit rating, citing political fragmentation. Three French soldiers were killed in a helicopter accident in Libya during an intelligence gathering operation. Colonel Ahmed Bouzaid al-Mazmari, a spokesman for Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar, said Wednesday the aircraft came down earlier this week in the Mount Grun area west of Benghazi as soldiers conducted what he described as a combat reconnaissance mission. An investigation is underway. The French soldiers are the first confirmed Western military casualties since it was revealed special forces are operating in the North African country. Two groups that track the Ugandan rebel group Lord's Resistance Army said Wednesday kidnappings by the LRA in Central African Republic and Democratic Republic of Congo have reached nearly 500 in the first half of this year. The groups, known as the Resolve and Invisible Children, said 17 other people have been killed. This is VOA News. Defense.